baby water. We tested it. And in addition to, you know, because I had a friend who's got a child, and he came over to our house and he plops down this big bottle of, you know, baby water, purified baby water, fluoride added. And
I said to him, little cartoons on it, little blocks.
Right. And I said, your child is, what, 6 months? Where are his teeth? I mean, and first of all, the first set he's going to get aren't going to stay in his head. He's not going to have his permanent teeth until five, six, seven, 8 years of age, right? What are you doing? Where's the topical benefit on his gums? I mean, you know, and it started sinking in, and I said, first of all, the water has fluoride in it anyway. But now they're adding on top
of the
fluoride.
That's right.
And it just really kind of scared us. And that was that one we tested had, I think, the highest part per million in it, right? It was the baby water.
Isn't that horrible? It's just misinformation and disinformation. It's really sad. If you look at, you know, breast milk. I know you've probably heard this several times before. There are almost zero levels of fluoride in breast milk. And this is why we wanted the warning for infants, because they're the most at risk. They drink their weight in fluids, in water, within 2 or 3 days. If you and I did that, we'd be drinking 22 liters a day of water. We don't do that. That's the dose argument and the dose concern, because infants will drink so much fluid, and they get that higher concentration than we would ever get. And so the fluoride in the tap water is not tuned for them. It may be tuned for someone who's 5'5", 140 pounds. There's a lot of us who are outside that distribution. And really the CDC, when we've asked, how did you pick this level of 0.7 part per million to put in the water? Where's the data that said this is the optimal? And these groups are outside the distribution that we're going to be concerned about. Where's that data? Because that's how chemistry is done. That doesn't exist. Okay? They just picked it. So 1.2 part per million, that was, you know, for 40-something years that we did this. You know, in January 2011, they said, oh, it's too high. Trust us now with 0.7. Well, how can they trust you when you don't have credibility, when you got it wrong for the last 40 to 60 years? Mm-hmm. How can I trust you now? I can't, because there's no single dose that is good for everybody. And if you are causing issues with one group of people at the risk of another, no thank you.